the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we have today, as usual, the greatest hour day, which is the Sunday with the resurrection of the Lord. And we have also today the synaxis of Archangel Gabriel, and we have also today the Holy Fathers of the six ecumenical councils, all six of them, and we are celebrating, and also martyrs, great martyrs. And my beloved, let's bring our attention to the Archangel Gabriel. That is a messenger, was a messenger from God to reveal things. Starting in the Old Testament, he revealed things to Moses so that he can write the books on the creation of the Lord. And he had revealed to Daniel, the prophet, and then, of course, as you know, he came to Zacharias and to Elizabeth to review about in the old age that they would bear, that Elizabeth would bear a child, and his name will be John, and he's going to be the Baptist, forerunner before the Messiah, my beloved. And of course, as you know, he came also, and he not only he came, but he was coming and feeding the future mother of God, the Theotokos. He was feeding her in the Holy of Holies, and teaching her and talking to her. And then, of course, he revealed to her and told her that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah, of the Savior of the world, of the Creator, my beloved. And of course, she said, "How can I do that? I don't have a man and a husband." And the Archangel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come down upon you, and your child is going to be the Son of God, my beloved." The Archangel has saved and helped so many times in the church when the enemy tries to disrupt the church and get people to fight against people, members of this first as if the same church, and then they will start fighting amongst each other, then they will separate and they make their own supposedly true churches. But of course, you know that there is only one true church, and this is the Apostolic Church, and the enemy is only trying to do that, to destroy everybody and to make sure that we are not able to get together on the two main issues, which is truth and the love of God. But the love of God is proven only if we have the love for each other. And when that's what the enemy is trying to do, is to take away the love for each other. He's trying to set one person against another. Nowadays, one bishop against another bishop, and all the people that are in the church, they're so distressed now, because everybody is saying that they have the truth, and for the people it's very difficult to find the truth, because they don't see the love that's supposed to be. To be in a true apostolic church, you have to have truth and love. You cannot separate the two, my beloved. And today is, of course, celebration of the Holy Fathers of the six ecumenical councils. They were called to destroy and chase away the heresies that were coming up all the time from the already from the 3rd century, the 2nd century, the heresies would start to infiltrate in the church and cause all kinds of havoc in the church. Well, of course, as you know, the Holy Fathers condemned all these heretics and chased them out of the church. And what is happening today? What is happening today is that we have to, my beloved, we have to learn to love God with all mind and heart and soul and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Because the only way we can prove to God that we love Him, if we love our neighbors. And we should pray hard so that the enemy is not going to be continue to do damage to the body of Christ, the apostolic Catholic Church. My beloved, we have to learn to self-sacrifice, because without self-sacrifice, it's not going to be done. We're not going to be able to save our souls. And we have to self-sacrifice, and not sacrifice others, but self-sacrifice it, and try to do as much good as we can to everybody, not to judge anybody. It is a great, great sorrow for the Holy Fathers to see what's happening now to the Church of Christ, how the churches, the Lord's robe, as it says, is being broken up into places, as what we see now. Even though the people considering themselves being an old calendarist and trying to go according to the seven economic councils, yet they have now caused themselves to have a separations from each other and not be together, and intrigues continue to go on. And that's, of course, again, I will repeat myself, it's the working of the devil, because he doesn't want us to be united. My beloved, let's pray that the Lord will give the wisdom to our bishops and to the clergy and to us to pray harder for the unification of the true church and the true believers into one church, apostolic church. May God bless you. Amen.